This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before you know it, Hoff, I mean, we're moving and things are picking up steam here. Like the Yanks and the Mets are already kind of establishing who they are. You know, you're going to see more and more on Jackson Dart, more and more on Aaron Glenn. We'll do a little bit of the Jet stuff with the Rodgers week one opener later, as well as some baseball things. But, you know, kind of in an odd spot here with these Knicks. And I want to roll with it just a little bit more. Get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. It's like, all right, so a season ends, post-mortem, we rant, we rave, we give suggestions, we do what we do, you do what you do, and then eventually we move on. And I am prepared to move on from the—I was totally prepared, matter of fact, to move on from the Knicks. And I probably would not have led with the Knicks, although I would have talked about them today, if the story didn't surface yesterday from Shams or Shams, however the hell you say his name. Which one is it, by the way? Is it Shams?
I say Shams.
I don't know if it's right, but I say Shams.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of mispronunciation, I say Shams too. You know how sometimes I mess up, but the jazz. I know why I finally uncovered why I do it. I know why I do it. Got the answer. So I'm going to guess, maybe you could look this up, Hoffy. I think it was about 1982 because I was pretty young. And I remember Neil Diamond from Brooklyn, one of the greats, Neil Diamond. Love on the Rocks. Ain't no big surprise. Anyway, Neil Diamond. There was a movie and songs. The jazz singer. But the way it was said in my house, we didn't say jazz in Brooklyn. We said jazz. I don't know why. Jazz, just the way we say certain things. So when I'm seeing, you know, it's got to be 82. Somebody help me with the reference. I think it was 82. I just heard my parents say the jazz singer, not the jazz.
The jazz singer.
Like, so we're, you know, some hoity-toity suburb. No, it was jazz. The jazz singer, Neil Diamond. We're going to see, you got the babysitter coming tonight because we're going to see the jazz singer. So every time, well, not every time, but sometimes when I go to say Jazz Chisholm, my brain kind of short circuits back to 82. Again, I'll say 82. How long does it take to look up the jazz singer movie?
1980. 1980, I see, originally, and then 1982 was like a...
Okay, thank you, Hop. So I was right around the time frame. I just heard the jazz singer. So when I see Jazz Chisholm, you know, Yankees, Volpe, and I'm doing things quick, sometimes it's just jazz. Anyway, that's why I do that. I finally determined why I mess up his name. But the point is, back to these Knicks here and then back to the calls, I was prepared to do some other stuff today, and then the report comes out. Kevin Durant, not that they thought about maybe trying to trade for him in February. They aggressively and proactively tried to trade for him. So that's fine. I think he would have fit in great. I also wish it was a couple of years ago. And I will say this, like, there's a part of me, and I am petty with this. Like, I'm not going to obscure the fact that there's a big part of me that doesn't want Kevin Durant because he didn't want us back in the day when he was still at the height of his superpowers. So I also live by the mantra, beggars can't be choosers, and if Kevin Durant's going to come here and, you know, make this more of a modern offense and make life easier on Jalen Brunson, then I'll forget what I used to think about Kevin Durant. But, yeah, there's a piece of me that's still holding on to that. And I just don't understand, which is why I'm here at 11:05 on a Friday, trying to understand what their plan is, which for the first time seems to lack the stability that I thought they had more of, maybe even more than many of you who were truly bothered by Tom Thibodeau being fired. Like, it can't be we need a new coach and we need new players after we just brought in a star in Cat. That is just not as stable as I thought that it was. As I thought that it was. And here we are. All right, let's get back to you guys. 888-808-1019. How about Mark at Oceanside? What's happening, Mark?
BT, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. What's happening?
I'm good. I have to disagree with you. I think the firing of Thibodeau obfuscates the real problem.
That's a great word. Go ahead.
Okay. The real problem this year was those two terrible deals that were made. Mikal Bridges missed the softy for 5 first-round picks, and Cat. Now, let's go back and say we didn't make those deals.
Yep.
And we got eliminated in the second round this year with Randall and DiVincenzo.
You can guarantee at that point Giannis is on the Knicks next season, 100%.
Then you have, look at the equity you have.
Yep.
You have Randall. You can keep DiVincenzo for to lengthen out that lineup.
Mm.
And you have 5 first-round picks.
Yeah, I know.
And now we're saying, oh, it's the coach. You know, this is typical. When a coach, when a team doesn't win, the coach always takes the blame. Never the players.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Joe Torre story. Joe Torre was the hero with the Yankees, 4 championships. Couldn't manage his way out of a paper bag when he wasn't with the Yankees. The coach means something. But Thibodeau is a good coach. I didn't say he's great.
I agree with you.
Good.
I agree. He's definitely good.
And blaming him, trying to put Cat on the floor with Brunson, you can't have two defensive liabilities in football, in base. You could hide one guy,
yeah,
but you can't hide two. There's no place to hide. Now, going forward, it doesn't matter who the coach is going to be. This team's going to be good enough to make the playoffs or win a playoff round or two. Never a champion. Look how athletic these other teams are. You watched those two teams last night. There were 10, 12 great athletes on the floor, running, jumping, shooting.
Yeah.
How many? It's not going to work, BT. And the blame should not be on Thibodeau. The blame for this, even though Leon Rose has had a successful run with the Knicks, for this year and moving forward, is squarely on Leon Rose.
Well, that's where we are now. As always, Mark, really good call. Thank you, buddy. You know, listen, I still think Tom Thibodeau should have done a lot more, so I have no problem with him being relieved of his job, even though I'm sensitive to it because I think he's a hell of a guy. I think he's a hell of a coach. But, no, I'm not going to change my tune on that. He deserved to be fired, in my opinion. I just saw too many things every night in the playoffs, and by the way, in the regular season, too, that were unjustifiable. Yeah, if you're a defensive coach, you got to figure out a pick and roll. Stop. You got to defend the line, and you got to get back in transition. Come on. But now this is where it gets, well, a little shade of gray. He also wasn't given a great deck, you know? Hey, sometimes you walk into the casino, you get a couple of queens playing blackjack. I'm good. Sticking. I'm good. And sometimes, you know, you get the six, and you see a queen or a king on the dealer. You're like, ah, yeah. And you get the old 6-10, 16, and the dealer's showing a 20 or whatever. Or you know, you think they're going to have a 20. Tough call. Really, you know, not tenable to win big for a while. You might get lucky here and there, but you're not going to walk out of the casino money with you know, up if that's the situation. Just like you're not going to walk out of an NBA series or a season up if you have two guys on the court who can't defend. Listen, you could work around one, but if you have two, not even average, Cat and Brunson are horrendous, horrendous defensive players. And to me, that is akin when 40% of your starting five or 40% of the guys on the court are that bad. That's like having, you know, in the NFL, which is fatal and has been proven out this way. Certain, just look at the Jets. The inability to protect the quarterback. Like, if you can't protect the quarterback, doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. But if you can't keep your quarterback upright, number one, he's not going to get hurt, or you're going to give him a chance to actually go through a second read, a progression, you know, move the stick, score some points. But if you can't stop the run, if you can't run the ball, which means you're inherently predictable, which allows the defense to stack up on the pass, if you can't run it at all, or if you can't protect the quarterback, then that is, you're dead. That's it. It's over. And if you have two defenders like that, it's over. So I know it wasn't perfect for Tom Thibodeau, but you got to be better than he was. And now the stories, you know, whether it's Jalen's dad, that to me, let me take a little side door here. The Knicks seem a little scattered right now for all the reasons I've laid out. But I hate to say this, it's his dad, but if Rick Brunson's back, we got a problem. He's got to go. First of all, what does he do? I see. Now, I'm not saying he's not a basketball guy. I see Rick Brunson. I don't know that I've ever seen him with a schematical, like a little diagram board. Now, the wipe, the, what the hell word? The grease wipe. I'm looking at Dolph like he knows. He's not even looking at me. That's less reassuring. I see Rick Brunson do one of two things. Give his son a high five or yell at the ref. That's kind of what I see. So, I don't know. I don't see some amazing liaison or you know, to Tom Thibodeau. I just don't see that. I mean, I'm not saying that he's valueless. I'm certainly not saying that. But you know, these reports were not born out of nowhere. If there was some acrimony or some jealousy or some whatever, everybody's up in their emotions. But clearly there was something to it, to Rick Brunson's presence. And if that's the case, then he's got to be removed. You know, and I'm not trying to be mean or talk tough or... But he can't be with, like, what, is he going to just jump into the next staff? Let's say it's Jason Kidd. Oh, but can't. Dallas acquiesces. Yeah, you can talk to Jason. Oh, the two first-round future picks, whatever the hell it's going to be. Let's give up more first-round picks, right? Yeah, okay, you can talk contract with him. Sure, we're okay to a trade. And the Knicks are like, yeah, listen, before we talk contract, Jay, he's got to make this clear. Rick's got to stay. Like, there can't be any heavy-handedness here. I don't know. It just seems a little messy. Let me get Josh on Long Island. Josh, BT and Sal, what's happening, dude?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, what's going on, man? Love you guys' show. First time caller, long time listener.
First time, there you go. Yeah, boy.
That's it, man. Nice. So happy I got through.
Thank you.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about Rick Brunson, but I just want to first echo, I couldn't agree more. I don't think it makes any sense to keep him. That's like if Trump were to be like, you know what, let me keep Kamala Harris as my VP. You don't keep the old reign with the new squad, whoever the coach is. And you know, we've seen with Devo in the offseason, what was it, preseason game. It's obvious. Like, there's annoyance around the league that this guy is there, and he's strictly there for Jalen. So that's not why I'm calling. Calling because I agree that, you know, to talk about the Tibbs firing, this decision has been, I go back and forth every single day. One day, I think it's the right move. Next day, feel gutted over it. I'm talking about it so much, even my therapist wants me to shut up about it.
Wait, you talk about the Knicks to your therapist? Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, wow. Come on, it's keeping me up at night.
Okay. Wow. I got you. Keep going.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan, man. I lived through, I've been watching since the early 90s. It's I've seen it all, so it's sticks with me. But end of the day, he had to go. He was a great coach. He's the Julius Randle of coaches. He got us out of the mud. But at the end of the day, we know he has a ceiling. And through all the iterations of this team, right, whether it's Cat, you could say Cat bad defense, Bridges running his mouth, whatever it is, at the end of the day, there were patterns. There were trends going back from when he first started. He's playing seven guys. He's not touching the bench. I think about guys like IQ, Grimes, Obi Toppin, and Obi Toppin showed us something last night.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were averaging under 10 minutes. IQ may be the only exception, but they were averaging under 10 minutes. They could never flourish, and you're putting so much weight. I remember when Randle got hurt last year, he got hurt with 4 minutes left against the Miami team. We were up something like 17
It was up.
Points.
They were up
why
big.
You not,
yeah, they were up big. Yep.
Why are you not playing the bench?
Oh, no.
You know, the Pacers and Thunder are doing it right.
Yeah.
They got 12 guys, legitimate options. You may not, I don't know half their names, but they're sinking shots.
Yeah.
Halliburton wasn't even the leading scorer last night. Toppin was. So it really sticks with you that, like, damn, this guy really didn't utilize his bench. And you could say, I hear the haters say, well, the bench stinks. Okay, they're not great. I'm a huge Kolick and Hakpoti fan. I would have loved to see these guys get some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was set up for next year for them to be good. So now we're kind of starting from square one, and I hope they get their minutes. But, yeah.
I got you. I got Josh. Good call. I mean, his guy's, he's carrying this around hard. He's bringing it to the therapist office. I mean, not to make fun of that, but that's amazing. Wow. Doesn't that strike you as next level Nick fan, man? And I don't think he was being facetious, Hop. I think that this guy walks in, how you doing, Dr. So-and-so? I just can't shake it. And he sits on the couch or sits in the chair, talks Knicks.
Do you not feel that on Sunday afternoons after a Jets loss that you don't want to talk to your family, you don't want to be around anybody, and you kind of almost want to talk to, just sit down and like vent to a therapist or something like that, because that's kind of how it feels. Like, my mood changes by how my sports teams play. You know that.
No, for sure. And it's one of the reasons why WFAN was born and invented. I mean, we actually are therapists. And Lord knows everybody around here needs one. You should hear what I tell my therapist about Sal. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, but that's why I got the podcast, the unlikable podcast, of course, as my good buddy Gio calls it now. That's my therapy. I get on the air, I could curse. I tell Jen, like after a jet ski, get the kids, get ice cream, go just leave for 40 minutes. Daddy's venting. That's daddy's therapy.
F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. No, I do get it. But football is generally more emotional. Now, of course, this is the end of the Knicks season. We thought that they can get to the finals before the Pacers series. Not just us, but Vegas, the odds makers. We all thought that they would. Prohibitive favorites to get there. I'm not knocking him. He is locked in. He's all in. Let me get Brad Mineola, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Brad?
Happy Friday, BT.
Yo, you too.
Man, it's funny because I didn't want to call after my call for the funeral after they lost to the Pacers. But, man, I was watching the video on X of highlights of Cat in college. And the guy was a machine. There was not 1 ounce of fat on his body. He's a step slow because he's fat.
I don't know if he's fat.
Like,
but
I'm being serious. I hate to say that, and I don't want to body shame the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a step slow because he's fat. He was blocking balls, like blocking them across the court. Getting up from hitting a layup and being on defense. We really have a defensive problem with Brunson. I get it.
Yep.
But lose 15 or 20 pounds, Kat.
Yeah.
And then maybe we won't have the second issue.
Yeah, he should. He's got to get in better shape. He's not in good shape. I don't disagree, Hoff, what he got there.
I got to be honest with you. I think Karl Anthony Towns may be the most beat-up sports athlete in New York sports of all time because I've never heard... Listen, I know that people took out of context the loser... losing athlete that Karl Anthony Towns is, but we've so many fans call in and say he's dumb, he's stupid, he's fat. Like, I mean, not the host, the
stupid,
callers. Seriously,
worthless, no good.
Yeah,
goddamn,
like he's a jerk.
Son of a bitch.
He doesn't smell well. I mean, what else are we doing? Like, what did Karl Anthony Towns do that we really use him as a punching bag?
He can't defend the pick and roll. That's enough. Okay. That's all it takes. All right, now, I know you threw a lot of words out there, right? Now, this is all pertaining, I want everybody to hear this so that there are no other hijackings of positionings of people in our sports world here in New York City. He is not a dumb human being. Matter of fact, I think he's very smart. And I've made sure to say this a few times. When I met up with Tiki, he had just drafted out of Kentucky, first overall pick, and he was in New York City. And they brought him into our old national show down the hall, which is now the Infinity Sports Network. It used to be CBS Sports Radio. And me and Tiki there, and we had him on, and we talked to him before, like off camera. And I remember Karl Anthony Towns telling us both, because you know Tiki's a fellow geek. I mean, he's geeking up about academics and Virginia and literature and stuff. I'm like, it's just, yeah. In my mind, I'm saying the Knicks didn't draft him. That's really all I particularly care about at that point. And I'm not an idiot, but I really don't feel like talking about books with Karl Anthony Towns. So, but he did tell us that his aspiration truly was to become a surgeon. Now, to become a surgeon, I mean, the bandwidth is off the charts. Not just math, but science, commitment to school. Like, it's just crazy. And he is nowhere near dumb. He is, as a matter of fact, the complete antithesis of it. He is actually brilliant in terms of, I think, the cerebral sense. Where he is dumb is on the basketball court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, that is true. Because when you can't identify things, you're not smart. Sorry. When you can't see a defender coming toward you, when you, I don't know, average 25 points a game, and there's a, I don't know, good chance you might get doubled, and 10 years in, you still can't identify quickly enough to reroute the ball to somebody who, I don't know, is open, you're not smart. In the basketball sense, you know? But he has been getting crushed. And maybe a little more than he should, but you lead now, I was going to say, when you don't have the, and I'm not body shaming him either, but you don't have a great body. We could say that, right? I mean, the guy's flexing. I told you, he's flexing at the cameras after an N1. My wife was like, why is he flexing? Does he even work out? Like, he's just got that doughy, flabby, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to leave it at that because I'm not trying to pile on and be unfair, but you know the difference between yoked and soft, and he's not yoked. And I also think in his defense, he could lock himself at a gym for the next month and a half, and he's never going to be yoked, but he can lose a little bit of weight. He can tighten some things up, and, you know, that when you're not in great shape and you didn't play great, you're going to get hit. That's too bad. It's the way it is. You don't like it? Demand the trade. I'm not afraid of, and I understand some people don't want to do this, but this really doesn't enter my realm. If I identify like a coach or a player, quarterback, whatever it might be in this situation, obviously Tom Thibodeau, as somebody who I don't view as the ultimate answer, I am very okay with taking a risk, fully understanding it could be a lot worse than it was, but also understanding that it could be better than it was. And some of you, and listen, I'm risk averse with certain things, you know, but not when it comes to trying to find a coach that I think is better. And I don't hold on to the notion of, or at least I'm not paralyzed by the fear of going back to what it was. Although I do understand that that's possible. If a sequence of events go the wrong way here, they get the wrong coach, they make the wrong trade, whatever it might be. And that's fine because I want to win a championship. And to me, we could sit here for the next 2, 3, 4 years and bang our heads, you know, every May and into early June, and the Knicks will be championship-less if Tom Thibodeau was still their coach. So I believe that. Now, I can't prove that, you know, 2, 3, 4 years out. What we know is what he has done and maybe more specifically what he has not done in terms of cracking through and getting to that next level. I guess the fear of the unknown doesn't worry me as much as it does some of you. But that's a personal thing. Let me get Ray. Where is it? Doesn't say. Ray's on Long Island. Okay. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Great show, man.
Thanks, Ray.
I listen every day. I'm retired. I sit out here, listen to FAN all day.
Yeah, you got the life. What did you do? What'd you retire from, Ray?
I worked at PC Richard 35 years in distribution. So
wow! All right. Well, listen. Yeah. It sounds like you earned it. and kicking out east, having a little fun. Good for you. Good. What's going on, buddy?
Digging it, man.
Nice.
You know, I put all this on Dolan. You know, if Leon Rose wants to keep his job, he's going to do what Dolan says.
Mm.
You got me there?
Ray, I gotta be honest. I think you need to update that thought process. I do. I think there was a point, Ray, where that certainly applied. And thank you for the call, buddy. You keep cranking us on and up out there on the fan out east. Hey, nice. Ray retiring, you know? I just envision him sipping a little something, like a little lemonade right now in a yard, you know, grass. Listen to Hoff calling the town's a fat slob, basically. Anyway, I think that the Dolan factor was, not I think, it was obviously very real. Listen, I think that James Dolan all these years came across as incredibly petulant and incredibly reactive and incredibly short-sighted, because he's consumed with winning, you know? Now, some owners know how to put things, it's too easy to say win better than others, but because it's never that simple. I think some owners just have a more fundamental, inherent feel for when to lay out, when to jump in. Like, they're not their business instincts, because Dolan's actually a fantastic business person. Fantastic. Music, I mean, the garden, come on. But I think that his mistakes came when he got too involved too soon or too late. I think he gave Isaiah Thomas far too much rope. I think maybe in other situations, maybe with Donnie Walsh, he was a little bit reactive there. And he pulled the plug a year before he should have, you know. And there's a lot in between. But I think that James Dolan, even though it doesn't seem like this in the last 20 years, I think he actually craves stability. The Rangers have been far more stable than the Knicks. Now, Maybe he cares about the Knicks more than the Rangers. I think a lot of people think that, but I don't think that Dolan's shadow is as invasive as it, and his just involvement and as invasive as it once was. I think he's learned a little, but because he's such a polarizing and by many hated figure in this town for a long time, I don't think some of you who felt that way, and that was many of you, have maybe opened up your mind to the fact that he's changed quite a bit. So I really do think that this is a Leon Rose. I think really the only time that Dolan was involved specific to Tom Thibodeau, and this is the way it should be, was when you got to get clearance to cut a $30 million check to fire Tom Thibodeau, whose contract is yet to kick in, the extension. That's obviously Dolan, and it should be. It's his team. I mean, I don't know what he's worth. I know he's worth billions, but still, $30 million, you got to run it by the boss. I think this is Rose. Let me get Scratch up in Washington Heights. What's going on, Scratch?
How you doing, bud? I would like to see maybe Mark Jackson or Jason Kidd, man. Give those guys a shot, man.
All right. Well, I mean, that's a pretty common thought. We talked about Jason Kidd. Why Mark Jackson?
I like what he was doing in Golden State. I didn't think that was a Steve Kerr thing. I think Mark Jackson did that, and then Steve Kerr took over. But I give the credit to Mark Jackson. I think Mark Jackson's a good coach.
Yeah, I do too. I just don't think Mark's ever going to get a job again here, sad, in the NBA. I mean, listen, there's nobody that can convince me that Steve Kerr, like when Steve Kerr took over the Warriors, our last call is right. They were ready to start winning some games, you know? If Steve Kerr would have come here when Tom Thibodeau came, you think, what, Steve Kerr would have fixed the Knicks? No. I don't think that for one second. I think Steve Kerr was the great beneficiary of some real, you know, hard work by Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson's not getting hired by the Knicks. You know, there was a point where I kept pushing that and pushing that. I know the Bucks kind of thought about him, and some other teams have stuck their toe in there. He's just, I think he's blackballed from the NBA. I really do. I don't think it's happening. Let me get Mark in Syosset. Mark on the fan. What's happening, bud?
How you doing, BT? I'm doing well.
Good.
A couple of thoughts. One is, I'm in lockstep with you that Tibbs had to go. It was time. Two, I totally agree with you regarding Van Gundy, because it's time. You can't go back. We got to move forward. But with regard to Brunson, I am in lockstep there. Rick Brunson cannot be on the bench anymore. Rick Brunson, you know, is a problem. And what do you do with him because of his son? Well, what you do is you move him to a front office position where he stays in touch, where you placate Jalen Brunson, and you're able to move forward with a whole new staff and bring in a new coach with the staff that he wants.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to play Kate Brunson, that's what you got to do.
Okay. Now, that sounds good, and that sounds like a possible option, and who knows? Maybe that's something they're kicking around here. But, you know, if you're in the front office there, it doesn't mean you're invisible. I mean, do you really want Rick Brunson hanging around? If there's an issue, which there appears to be, some personality traits or clashes that just aren't as harmonious maybe as we thought. And by the way, we saw this with whatever the hell happened with DiVincenzo and Brunson. So, I mean, that's Jalen's best friend. You know, I know that they squashed it. And I know that, you know, Rick circled back eventually to Dante. But, like, the energy that Dante was, you know, that they had toward each other, there was some deeper stuff there that wasn't just, you know, a Dante-Brunson thing. We all know that. So, if you do punt him upstairs, to the number one, is he even equipped to handle that kind of role? I don't know. Maybe it could just be some sort of fake title, again, to placate Brunson, last caller's word. But is he lingering around the practice facility up in Westchester? I mean, how is that good? Like, if there's really some problems with Brunson, you just got to get rid of him. Don't reposition him. I mean, that's my opinion. I will be out there. I think he's doing a weekend show as well. I don't know if he's Saturday or before me or after me. I know I'm going to be out there Sunday doing the podcast with, I know Wayne Corbett's going to stop by. We'll get some other big guests, the Jets Unkillable Pod, and I will do a couple hours on the Fan as well. So that's on the Sunday, but it's just awesome. It really is. You get lost there. Hours upon hours of just some of the coolest merch and stuff that you can see. You just never know who's going to walk by you. I was talking to Ryan Hurley. I said, was it Tom Brady? Hey, somebody just threw a pass, or Peyton? Somebody threw a pass to his son. Like, what? And where we were set up, I don't know if we're in the same exact spot. Hopefully we are. We were right across from WWE. And I remember seeing Andre the Giant's boots in this big glass. Well, you know the case was big if it was his boots. Just awesome. And they were all scuffed and all. How do you think those things smelled? Ooh. Andre the Giant's boots? But they were wild. So that's a lot of fun. All right. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. One thing I want to do a little later, definitely to squeeze in some baseball as the Mets and the Dodgers, you know, they split the series. That's an ugly one for the Mets yesterday. And the Yankees do win the series against the Guardians. Max Fried was great. A couple thoughts on that. A couple other baseball things. But I got a thought on the Giants scuffle. I generally like this stuff. I think it kind of shows some good things, some spunk. I didn't like yesterday's. I'll tell you why a little later. But right now, we're going to still roll with the Knicks stuff. Vernon down in Georgia. What's going on, Vern?
Hey, what's going on, BT?
Hey.
Hey, listen, man. The way you came on this morning, I should have got my couch out and put you on it and did you some psychiatry. You know?
All right. Well, here's your chance.
But anyway, BT, been a 56-year fan of the Knicks, right?
Yep.
I don't really have a coach that we should go out and get. I can name people. But what good is that? You know, management going to do what they want to do. And all I want them to do is bring somebody in here with X's and O's. And, you know, one thing coaches don't do, because I used to coach AAU. I know the Hurley's real good.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do is, if you got good talent that you drafted, let them play with some of the starters against, you know, instead of playing the starters against the rest of the team that you have, mix it up so you can see if they can play with the starters.
Mm-hmm.
Who can play with who? You know what I'm saying?
When
your substitution time comes, you'll be able to substitute, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, man, Van Gundy didn't do nothing for us but put us in the playoffs. Tibbs ain't do nothing but put us in the playoffs. The last championship we had, I seen both of them because I was 9, 10, and 13.
Okay.
At that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I got you.
All I want is a championship. That's all. That's all you can do for me.
How do you think I won? At least you saw two of them. I saw none. Zip, man.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Oh, I do feel you, man. None.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Hey, but you know what, man? I hate when you out because I can't even stomach your part.
Oh, hey, come on, man. How you doing? Can't happen. Can't have you saying stuff about Sal. Thanks for the call, man. You know, what are we doing? Like, why do people think, oh, yeah, how are we supposed to respond to that, right? Oh, like, somebody calls yesterday, if they did. Oh, thank God, BT's. I can't stand BT. Oh, I couldn't listen to you guys. And by the way, I know there are people who don't like me and seem that don't like Sal, but What? Come on. Use your head. Common sense. Unless you're just a bad partner, you're not going to let that fly. So, Vern, I know you're a good dude, but can't have it. 888-808-1019. Mark Stein, I don't even, like, what? Who does he even work for, Mark Stein? What outlet is Mark Stein with? Mark Stein is reporting, Hoff told me, that the Knicks will formally ask Dallas for permission to speak to Jason Kidd. I mean, no kidding. My only criticism of that is, how was there no overture beforehand? And maybe there was, but maybe now this is just the formality of it. But I don't know. If I'm going to fire Tom Thibodeau, who's obviously good, I got to have a plan. What if Dallas says no? Or what if Dallas says yes and Jason Kidd wants something in terms of power from the Knicks organization that the Knicks aren't prepared to hand over, whether it's money, personnel, whatever it might be? I mean, what if that thing blows up? Where are we going then? Yeah, I just don't. It just doesn't seem like it's all lined up right now. I mean, we had a caller earlier on saying that they should go get Coach K. I'm reading something this morning, and this is from an actual verified, reputable reporter. Luke Walton might be in the mix. Luke Walton. I would rather watch the Waltons TV show, which I don't know if I could find a more boring show than that, than watch Luke Walton coach. Luke Walton. We just get a lot of names, man. It's weird. Adam's in North Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Hey, BT. What's going on, man? Oh, that kind of fed directly into what I was actually going to talk about. But yeah. I was listening to Sal yesterday, and I wanted to get your opinion. Because, I mean, there's a couple different pieces here. But to me, the more important piece is the roster build, right? And I like keep thinking about the comparisons to Buck Showalter and Tony Dungy in Tampa. Like, if this is really a championship-level roster and Rose is going to put the right pieces in place to build the chemistry with the team, I was listening to Sal yesterday talking about Van Gundy or Kidd, and that's it. Like, we're making, we're making it seem like Tibbs is a championship-level coach here. Like, he's a good coach, but, he's not a champion. He's never even been to a final. Like, nope. I can think of... You could go a lot of different scenarios with this coaching situation. It could be a young guy. It could be Johnny Bryant. I mean, you see Taylor Jenkins. You see nobody's talking about Frank Vogel. Nobody's talking about Budenholzer.
Like, I don't want Vogel, but keep going. Not Frank. No, not interested.
Well, I'm just saying these guys are champions, right? And there's good coaches out there. It's about the roster, and if the roster takes the next step and it has the right chemistry, you could go various ways with this roster to make it work. And it could be a scenario like it was with Buck, where Tibbs did what he did, and we'll never forget that, and he builds the roster the way that it is. You could win a championship with the way that the East is next year with somebody that maybe we're not thinking of. But I don't think it's the right approach to say, it's Van Gundy, let's go backwards, or let's get Jason Kidd, and there's no other options. Like, there are definitely other options
Can
do the job the right way. I get New York is, a different beast than the media and everything else. But at the end of the day, you made the point with Steve Kerr before. It's about the roster, and if the chemistry is where it needs to be, and we make the right steps to move in the right direction, get depth, shooters, maybe bring in another big player, like, you're in a pretty good spot, regardless of the coach, I think.
I agree
with
that.
Unless it's Luke Walton, of course. Unless it's Luke Walton, I agree with that.
By the way, I hear you. How many old-timers you think I offended with the Walton's comment? Oh, God. I could see Dove when he used to watch TV. Did you ever watch the Waltons?
I did not.
I'm surprised by that. Really?
Your perception of me is a little bit off.
Well, what did you watch?
Loved MASH.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Great one.
All in the Family.
Oh, that was great.
To fit your perception, loved Star Trek. Original series and Next Generation.
Star Trek, Geekville. Star Trek.
Ugh. There's depth there.
Ugh. Depth. Star Trek was for nerds. It just was. The Walton started in 72. Listen, I will say this quickly about Star Trek. The reason why I give it that quick reaction, I think we talked about this off air once. Like, when I was first introduced, I remember seeing it like Channel 9 or Channel 11, like when I was a kid, PIX or WOR. I think it was PIX.
It was,
right? bouncing around, like maybe after a Yankee game, after Jerry Girard, like, or the Jeffersons. I just remember seeing it somehow. And I was of the age where I was just introduced to Star Wars. So I'm like, ooh, this looks good. More Star Wars stuff? So I think we're going to get blasters, and we're going to shoot people, and we're going to get, like, lightsabers. And I'm like, this is lame. This is awful. But I was also too young, to your point, to appreciate the intellect behind Star Trek.
Social commentary was unbelievable. Far ahead of its
time. Is that true?
Far ahead of its time.
They get into politics?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. What about from a, I don't want to put you in the spot, but like from like a risque, like there was some flirtation, like there any relationships going on the ship or what?
Well, Captain Kirk was a player.
Captain Kirk got after it, huh? A little pimpage?
I don't know if I'd use that word, but they had some interesting aliens, let's put it that way.
I got you. Yeah. All right, so Kirk, all right, Kirk was getting loose. All right, there you go. Thank you, Dolph. I like the other shows that you mentioned. Can you imagine All in the Family on the air today?
Oh, my.
Can you imagine that? You could do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.